personal development is a failed model. I'll just come right out and say that. And I'll tell you why. It's because the personal development model is based on you trying to develop yourself. But the you that you think you are, the you that's trying to develop, is the freaking problem. That is the problem. That part of you needs to die in order for the real you to emerge. And that's why personal development doesn't work. So I talk about personal development 3.0, which is the answer to this, the antidote to it. So if we break it down, like personal development 1.0 is kind of the rah-rah, like go get him, like, yeah, motivation, all of that stuff. Like that's personal development 1.0. It works. Like, you're a winner. Yeah, I'm a winner. Let's go win, da da da. It pumps you up and it makes you feel amazing. And maybe it makes you buy the next thing because you're feeling so good. But it doesn't last. There's no lasting change there. And so that makes it a great business model because it means you have to go back and do another event, do another like thing so that you feel like, rah, rah, yeah, let's go. I can do this. I got this, da, 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 right? It's not sustainable. It's not permanent. It's not lasting. 2.0 is like, okay, now we're doing the inner work, the trauma, the wound healing, the inner child work, we're doing breath work, we're doing journaling and morning rituals, and maybe you're doing drugs and ayahuasca and LSD and MSG. No, that's something else. That's MSG is different. I forgot all of those different things. And that's got something to it. Like we're actually sort of excavating, uncovering some things, and it's creating some change, but it's slow and it's a lot of work. Fundamentally, it's also not, like, it's just slow. And it's built on the lie, like, again, that the you that's trying to develop is the false you. Like, it's built on the lie that I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not where I need to be. Like, maybe I did something wrong, blah, blah, blah. So you need more strategies, more techniques, more things to do to fix it. I need to go back and heal this. I need to go back and relook at this. And these things are not bad. They're not bad, but when they're done in the context of I need to do this, I need to heal this, I need to learn this, I need to change this, I need to master this, I need to... It's the I is the problem. So let me explain. We live, all of us, we live inside of a container called your mind. You live inside of your mind, which is your beliefs, who you see yourself as. Like, I am this person. I'm a failure. I'm fat. I am broke. I'm an idiot. I'm unwanted. I'm unworthy. There's something wrong with me. I don't have enough. I'm not going to be okay. Like, we live inside of a container. I'm not safe. We live inside of containers like this. And we're not aware of it. Because it's just how we always saw life. Oh, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I'm feel like I'm just about to get there. Like, it's right around the corner. Like, the breakthrough is right there. It's right around the corner. It really is. Like, then I'm there. Then I got it. No, it's not. Like, oh, I'm almost successful. Once I get this launch done, once I make these money, once I get the next promotion, like, then I'll be there. Like, oh, yeah, when we have a baby, like, when I just get the get out of the school or this class or get out of this funk or whatever, then I'll be there. But then, like, have you ever felt that way? And then, like, it turns out, oh, crap, now there's, like, another hurdle and another hurdle and another hurdle. And it's just never enough, right? Because it's fundamentally based on a lie. And so that part of you that doesn't recognize who you really are trying to develop is never going to work. It's like you're in prison and you're just trying to, like, yeah, but where I'm going to, like, go, like, crush it now. I'm going to sell so much. I'm going to have this amazing house and I'm going to get married and we're going to be like, well, it's like, no, you're in prison. Like, you're literally in prison. You're not going to go anywhere. That's what we got to recognize. So all of these are lies. Like, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not valuable. I did something wrong. My gift is not valuable. Like, I need to do something to prove my worth. Like, all of these are lies. So we need to be aware of the lie and then just recognize that it's a lie. Most of them are meaningful. I'm not worthy. What does that mean? Worthy of what? Says who? Like, who gets to decide? What does that even mean? What if you're not worthy? Then what? Like, what are you going to do about it? You are who you are. Could you be any different? No, you couldn't. Okay, so what are we going to do about it? Like, they're all just logical fallacies and fundamental lies and just BS. So the trick is to see them, to start spotting them. Like, so some of the ones that have been really huge for me was, like, I did it wrong. Like, if I built my company wrong, it took me too long to get there. Like, we should be making so much more money than we are. Like, other people started their company around the same time and now they're way bigger and way more known and like blah, blah, blah. So what? I couldn't have done anything different. I did it. I did the best I knew how to do at every step of the way. And I love what I do every day. Like, what's the problem here? Like, oh, I should be making more money. Like, says who? Why? Who cares? I'm making great money. I have a great life. Like, what is there to complain about? Like, could I make more money? Of course. Like, in the future, maybe. But is that going to fundamentally solve anything? No, it's not. Because, like, what would I want that for? Oh, so they feel accomplished. Well, what if I just decided to feel accomplished today? Oh, interesting. So, like, I did something wrong. I have to get somewhere. I have to make more. I have to get somewhere in the future. And then I'll feel like I'm okay. I did it right. You know, I didn't do it wrong. Like, all of this stuff. And so we got to recognize that all of these stories are lies. They're trying to protect us from feeling some pain underneath. And just recognizing that they're lies, feel whatever you're feeling around it. And then we start living from a state of not, I'm wrong, I'm bad, something needs to be fixed, but from what do I want to create in my life? How do I want to express myself? It's a much more fun way to live and to create a business, not from like, oh shit, I got to get somewhere, I'm not enough, but like I need to prove myself. Like, oh, how many follows do I have? How many likes do I get? Like, and like how much money am I making? That becomes a proof of my worth. Like, no, it's a shitty way to live. Stop doing that. Stop doing it. Stop right now. Stop. Just stop. So the biggest lie of all is that you're separate. You're a separate being. Like, you're not. You're one with everything. You're one with the totality. There's no time. There's no space. There's no locality. It's just you are. Like, you are. We all are. It's all one. It's not up to you. You're one with life and the universe. The universe, life has your back. It's not up to you. You can isolate yourself from that, from knowing that. You can pretend like you don't. And that creates a suffering feeling of inadequacy, insecurity, scarcity. You know, I'm alone. Crap. Sucks. Or you can just let go of that and recognize the truth that we're all connected and you're not isolated, you're not alone. We're all here. We're all here. And when you live from the truth, everything's become simple. Because there's nowhere to get to. There's no, like, when you're living from a lie, you need to keep investing energy into proving that lie. And you do that unconsciously, it's all automatic. So we need to really unpeel those lies that are so fundamental to, like, realize the truth. And that's what we do in Personal Development 3.0. Like, you don't need another tactic to help you achieve some fucking goal. Because it's not about the goal. It's not about like, oh, once I achieve this goal, then what? Like, no, it's not. You already are freaking amazing. You're gifted. You're just you're worthy just because you exist. You have value just because you exist. Doesn't mean that you might not want to add some things so that you're able to translate that value into the marketplace and you want to learn some skills and techniques and you still got to take action and do things. But it's all coming from a place of there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with my reality. I'm not alone. I'm not isolated. It's not all up to me. You know, you start to step into the slipstream of life and operate from that place. And that's what Personal Development 3.0 is all about. It's really not personal development. There's no person there and there's no development. It's just resting into what's true. So it's kind of the opposite of personal development. It's just being with what's real, with what's true. And it's taken me 2 decades to realize this. 2 decades of therapy, psychotherapy, physical therapy, body therapy, coaching, masterminds, millions of dollars spent on all of this. I spent $1.5 million just over the past 5 years, but I've been doing this for 20 years. I didn't always have the kind of money that I do now. So I didn't spend at that level most of the years, but I've spent a good amount of money over a good many years to figure this out. And so that's what I'm here to scream from the rooftops, right? Stop the fucking like personal development 1.0, stop the 2.0, recognize the truth. And then everything gets simple from there. Whatever it is, whether it's your business, your health, your relationships, just your everyday sense of well-being, like your spirituality, everything gets simpler and easier and funner from there because you're not resisting the truth. And the truth is, you just are. And you're just one with everything. And there's nowhere to get to. And we're just here to have a fucking good time and express ourselves and share with other people who are the same person, who's the same consciousness, and have some fun. Make some fun shit happen. So that's personal development 3.0. And so what I do now in my coaching is I realize that the strategies, we still need strategies. Like if you want to build muscle, you got to lift weights and you got to do something on the diet, but you can do it in a way where you're fighting yourself and your programming, in which case it will never work because your programming, it needs you to stay unsuccessful in this area because that is the proof that it's working. Meaning if you have a coding that says, well, I'm bad because I'm fat, then your subconscious mind is like, yay, like I'm doing a good job because I'm punishing myself for being fat. And if you ever were to not be fat, then your subconscious mind would kind of be failing because it's like, well, this is my only strategy. Like I punish myself when I'm fat. So like you would unconsciously attract being fat again because your belief is I am fat and I'm bad because I'm fat. And that's how the mind works. So that's what I mean with you're inside of this prison. You will never get out of that prison until you realize that that's just a story. It's just a lie. You are who you are. You are in the meat suit that you are. You can't, your meat suit couldn't be any different. You are not your meat suit. Who you are is an infinite, boundless being that has never been born and will never die and can't be hurt. And your weight or your age has nothing to do with you. The real you. We got to get to the real you. And then from the real you, we can do whatever the fuck we want because we're boundless and powerful. Yeah. You got to realize that you are everything you're searching for. And from that place, we can actually go do shit. So that's what we do in the coaching, in my Recode coaching program. And then from a liberated place, we can talk about like, okay, what are the strategies? What are we actually going to do here? Because that's still important. But we make it really simple because most strategies are really complicated because they're trying to work around our mind bugs. So like the your desires and your life reveals the mind bugs. Clear the mind bugs and now strategy becomes really simple and easy. So that's the cycle. We just mind bug, strategy, back and forth. Always to remember like the truth of who you really are. So if this sounds interesting, hit me up. Just go DM me or email me at Recode and we can see if you're a fit. You have to be at a certain level because like you gotta have something to work with here. In this program, I don't help people go from zero. I have other programs where I help people do that, but that we don't get into all the deep recoding of your mind for that. So yeah, just hit me up, email me or DM me on whatever platform and we can see if you're a fit there. And then that's it. That's personal development 3.0, my friend. This is a shit. Like this is real legit stuff. And people listen to it and then they're like, oh my God, is it, you know, just mindset and limiting beliefs? No, it's way deeper than that. It's recognizing that the you that you think you are is the freaking problem. No you, no problem. Every time. All right, I'll see you. Be well. Bye.